yeah, you know, I lost a lot of friends. But you know, I look at it, they were so-called friends. Okay? Hey, you got to trust me to do the right thing. Okay? Because I didn't do what you wanted me to do that affected your kids, you gotta understand, man, that I was looking at the whole system and trying to make a decision basically what's best for the total system, all kids. Okay? If you got a problem with that, then, you know, I want your friend anyway. You don't have to speak to me. And there were a lot, man, that did not speak to me after that, you know. But you know what they mocked? It just prevented me from having to speak to somebody, you know, when I came. But I felt good. I did what was right. Okay? So yeah, the school's still being controlled by parents. Okay? Parents having a whole lot to do with the curriculum. Okay? But you know, I think we got some strong school board members, man, that's gonna do what's right. Okay? We don't play no politics. Now, I was a member of the North Carolina School Board Association. I did new board training with the Quails Roots. Did new board training as a part of that. And I indoctrinated those new people coming on. They ain't forget what you ran on to get elected. Here's what you need to do. Very strong. You say you have an awesome responsibility. You're responsible for the schools. You're responsible for all kids. Okay? And if you never get elected again, you do what's right. Let them vote you out of office. Okay? Pretty much be able to get through to them. Okay? But you know, the schools are still pretty much controlled by parents. Well, you know, I really don't mind that, you know. You got some brilliant minds here. Okay? You can learn from it. But you can't let those brilliant minds take over, you know, and run things. We've had people involved in school, man, only until their kids get out and then they disappear. You don't know where they are anymore, you know? Okay. So, going back and looking at it, once I went off the schools, you know, I've been appointed back to fill out somebody's term. But you know, I realized that I was older. I didn't have the stamina anymore, man, for those long meetings. I had more experience and knowledge and things that were coming up, man, that we had solved 4 or 5 years ago, and they continue to come back up, you know. And I looked at the reason for it coming back up. It really didn't need to come back up, because I thought that what was in place was pretty good. But you know, that new people need to revisit things. Now, some things that came back up, it needed to come back up because we made the best decision at the time, you know. Looking at all the things that came at that time, we made the best decision. Wasn't the best decision overall, then it needed to be revisited. You know, we need to fine-tune it, whatever. But, you know, how do you say to your peers? You know, I mean, I'm coming across, man, like I'm some guy with great wisdom, you know. I couldn't do that anymore, so I really didn't need to be on there. I chose not to go to school board meetings because people look out in the audience and see me and they say, well, yeah, what do you think about that? Well, you know, you shouldn't be asking me these questions. I'm not sitting as a school board member now, okay? You got to wrestle with that. So I'm not coming to any meetings. You're not going to ask me questions, you know, about what we did when I was there. Because, hey, look, I don't have all the information you got now. You get a board packet, you got a lot more information than I got. So, I've digressed, but I don't think that we don't have the systems in place for helping all students. I don't think that. I have been away from the schools. I don't think there are the support systems there for black kids. You know, I think that I don't know about other cultural groups, you know, but I don't think that the system really supports black kids in the way that that they were supported when I was coming to. That's my opinion.
Anything more you want to say?
No, I think I've said it, man, you know.
I appreciate it.
Because, you know, I kind of get wound up, man, about things I feel very strongly about.